Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. It is currently Monday and I normally record on the day of release, which is Wednesday, but I got some exciting news today. By the time you listen to this, I will actually be in Adelaide. Now, if you don't follow me on my social media, or even if you do, you might not know, but I am actually sponsored by the activewear company Riderwear, Jessica 10 for a discount. And they are actually flying me over tomorrow morning, so Tuesday morning, to go shoot with them in their new upcoming seamless collection. And I am so fucking excited. So excited. Number one, I haven't been to Adelaide. Number two, I am excited to go to Riderwear HQ, do a photo shoot, meet everyone there, socialize, and yeah, do something different. So it was a really nice surprise message that I got this morning for them, like inviting me to come over and work with them and do a photo shoot and everything. So yeah, I will be in Adelaide at time of release. So that is why I'm recording now, because with my flight times and going there and doing the photo shoot and all the other social stuff, I just won't really have time. And the time I have will probably be like after a full day of being busy. And I don't want to come on here and be super lethargic and not give you all such a fab episode that you deserve. And I know I have to say it, I feel like everyone is needing to kind of justify themselves or preface when they travel. So I'm traveling, I'm still in Darwin. From Darwin to Adelaide, Adelaide to Darwin is fine. There's no hotspots, there's no need to quarantine. I'm pretty sure now face masks have been made mandatory on all flights. So I already thought they were. And then when I flew to Darwin, I already had my good face mask I got from Bali. I wore on the plane anyway, but it wasn't mandatory. It was just recommended. And I thought that was a little bit weird, but that's fine. I mean, no community transmission, but I was still like, oh, this should be one thing that's mandatory. Anyway, I'm pretty sure from what I've seen and heard, it is now mandatory to wear a face mask on flights. Just a fun fact, in Australia, and obviously international, that's been that way for a long time, right? I even know that you have to wear those face shields if you go to like the UK, or I don't know if you have to wear them to every international destination. If you know, let me know. I'm intrigued. So yes, I thought I would preface this, put a disclaimer. I am allowed to travel. I'm not putting anyone at risk. These are not Darwin, Adelaide, WA are currently not hot spots, so I will also be taking all the precautions. I carry sanitizer all the time when I travel, regardless, before COVID-19, face mask, all of that. So yes, please don't come at me and say, why are you traveling? You don't need to travel. It is fine. I think the hot spot at the moment is Brisbane. They, at time of recording, I think they're ending a 3-day lockdown. But yeah, I don't really know. I haven't really looked into it today or heard too much. Anyway, I am so excited. I cannot wait to go and do a shoot with Riderwear. But I was kind of thinking, okay, I want to give out a quality episode for this week. And I want to give something that I know is going to resonate to most of you, if not all of you, from starting a brand new year, ending a year, and like even if we take away the fact that COVID-19 happened, I kind of want to address a concept that I've spoken about before, probably I'm pretty sure in like my first year, it was definitely my first year of the podcast, but probably even my first 6 months. So it was a really, really old episode. I'm pretty sure it's called Life is Like a Roller Coaster. So I'm going to kind of do an updated version of that. And, you know, I always say like my knowledge and the way that I heal and the way that I grow as a person, as a coach, as a friend, as a sister, as a daughter is ever-changing, is ever-evolving. So you may notice that sometimes I will, or you may notice on my growth on the podcast, I will bring up different facts, or I will have a different opinion, or even a different point of view. And just know, I think the first thing I just want to say to you all, just know that you are staying stagnant if you don't change in your opinions and your values. And I don't mean it has to be this drastic change like every year, but definitely from when I first started the podcast. So this would be this year in October, it will be 3 years for the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How exciting. But I definitely know, you know, if we fast forward to say the three year anniversary, that the way I talk, what I value, how I see things, my perspective on life is a lot different to when I first started the podcast. And I think that's really important. So this concept, you know, life is like a roller coaster. I was actually thinking about it the other day, and I did like a little mini training on my Instagram story. If you're listening, you may have seen it, but I thought it was so important to expand on this. You know, first things first, don't be naive to think that life is always going to be really, really fucking fantastic or really, really fucking terrible, right? I caught the episode Life is Like a Roller Coaster because there's ups and there's downs. You have your upward spirals, your downward spirals, and that is life. You know, that is something that I think when I came to terms with a few years ago and I really understood and I really was like, yes, okay, it is one thing you can't control in the sense of you can't always be positive, happy. Not everything in your life is always going to be great. You are going to have the down moments. You are going to have your sad moments. You're going to have times where, you know, you fuck up or you get fired or you lose a lot of money or you feel like you're at rock bottom, right? We've all experienced both ends of the spectrum. So just know, don't be so naive to think that you can be in your upward spiral and feel elated, feel happy, feel positive, and think that you can stay there for the rest of your life. Because, you know, polar opposites. With positive, there's negativity. With the sad, there's happy. With love, there's hate. You know, that is with everything that you see in the world. And so I really wanted to discuss that today. And I wanted to bring that to your attention, especially with this new year, because what I've been seeing and what kind of triggered me to dive deeper into this topic and rethink about how I saw life was because I'm seeing so much on social media of like, oh my God, I'm trying to say like several words at once. I've been seeing so much saying, oh, the year is exactly like 2020. This is going to be shit. Like nothing's changed, blah, 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 blah. First of all, well, on day of recording, it's 11 days in. Second of all, you can't expect, and I swear I see this, that people expect like the clock ticks over to January 1st and then all of a sudden, like any negativity, anything bad that's ever happened just mysteriously zaps away and it's gone for good and you're never going to see it again. And all your troubles and all your worries from 2020 or whatever year has all of a sudden gone. Like I swear, people have that perception and then complain like 2 days in like, oh my fucking God, life is shit. And what you need to embrace is life, without sounding cliche, but life is truly, it is truly what you make it. You create the reality. And I've said this so many times and I'm going to keep saying it to you all, but the reality that you currently see before your eyes, you have created with your thoughts, with your behaviors, with your actions, with your reactions to how you control what you can control and for what you let go of what you can't control. If that makes sense. That was a huge mouthful. But what I'm saying is you need to accept that you're going to go in periods where like life is fucking great and you're on cloud nine, it's living in ecstasy. And there is going to be a turn. There is always going to be the polar opposite like that. And I'm not saying it's always going to be this huge crash and burn and oh my God, I got fired and I'm bankrupt and I lost my house, you know? That is a dramatic version, but of course, you know, that does happen. And It happens to people around us every single day. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I don't want you to think that, oh, okay, I need to think of life. There are positive and negatives, but I need to expect the negative is going to be so fucking dramatic. No. I want you now, as I'm speaking, I just want you to start to think about the ebb and flow of your life over the past year, like 2020, over the past couple of years, and think about to the times in the period of the year where you were on a high, right? You felt really good, things were in alignment, you were manifesting and attracting everything that you wanted, and you were just vibrating at a high positive vibration, right? Frequency. And then I want you to think at like the turning point where all of a sudden, you know, one thing kind of went wrong or something didn't work in your favor, or you just started to not have a good time in life and you just felt like, oh, when is this ever going to end? Right? And realize, I want you to neutralize that. I want you to surrender to the fact that it is okay to go through both periods and that you are going to feel both periods. But what I want to specifically share with you today is, okay, well, you're probably thinking, okay, Jess, like that's great. Let's neutralize this. Let's come into acceptance and surrender that I'm going to have a really great fucking time. And maybe in a week or maybe in a month or maybe in 6 months, you know, there will be a time where I kind of, like I said, life is a roller coaster. I go down. What do I do then? What I am sharing now is things that are going to help you minimize the period spent in the downward part. And the best thing to do, the key, the most crucial, critical thing that you can do is up level who you are. Because I really say in the times that I was in the downward part, like hindsight's a beautiful thing. I love hindsight. I say this to everyone because I love being able to reflect, okay, this is what happened. This is what I learned. Like, wow. Like, you know, you just grow so much from hindsight. But what I've really been reflecting on is like, that is your chance to up level who you are, up level the person that you are becoming. Because what I see this is when you are in that downward part, you are not aligning with the frequency you once were on. You know, say if you spent 6 months in this wholly amazing, you know, high vibe frequency and everything was happening to you. You know, you signed all the clients you wanted to, or you got the job promotion, you got the house you wanted to, you got the romantic partner, you got a great friend group, all the money coming in, you were able to save money, like everything's coming in. And you are at, you just need to imagine it as if you are at a certain level, right? Your mindset is at a certain level, your personal development is at a certain level. Now, this is how I like to envision it, and I've heard this from a few people that I follow on YouTube, like astrologers, and just, yeah, I don't know, I've heard it a few times, and this is how I like to see it. Imagine that you are like a video game character, right? And you know, each time you are trying to reach to the next level, and you have to kind of go through like a challenge. That's what I'm looking for, a challenge or something really hard. And then once you get through that, you've actually up leveled, or you've gotten those points or the coins or whatever it may be. And effectively, you know, one day I'm going to do a recording on this, probably a few recordings, but you know, we're in a matrix, right? And everything that is happening is basically like a game, right? And we need to play this game of the life that we live the way that we want. And so I want you to start to think about, okay, what is the, if you're in the downward part right now, and I can really appreciate that when you're in the upward part, it's really hard to like envision or think about the downward part or take on what I'm saying. So this is a reminder, if you find that your life like is going beautifully right now and you're like, oh, I can't really relate, like everything's so fucking good, and you don't want to see past that, right? You're like, no, I don't want to like think about like what could happen. Because remember, and this is not the hard thing, but this is something to be mindful of, is you don't want to start thinking, oh, I should just expect the worst. Because again, full circle, what happens? You start to attract what you were thinking. It is just about being consciously aware and not naive. So don't marinate in those thoughts. Anyway, as I was saying, sidestepping, I can appreciate if you are in a high part, the upward spiral in your life right now, it may be really hard to take this on board. So just keep this in mind. Save this episode for a time where you feel like life isn't really flowing in alignment with what you want. And so, as I was saying, imagine that you're this video game character and you are up leveling to the next level, but you have these challenges. So normally, what do you have to do? You have to like go find tools, or you have to complete a certain quest, and you have to get like knowledge about something, or you have to go find something else. And that is exactly how I want you to see it, is, okay, I'm stuck now. Life isn't flowing in the way that I want it. I'm not in alignment. I'm not feeling like I'm living out my life's purpose. But I can up-level myself in certain ways. And when you recognize this, again, this will just help minimize the period that you are in the downward spiral. So some things that I have started to really be consciously aware of, and I think I was doing it not so consciously, like it just started to happen as I was like diving even deeper and deeper into personal development, but start to upgrade your mindset. And when, again, once you upgrade your mindset, you are going to upgrade your reality. And in ways that you can do that, that I've written down. So first thing, education, always be learning. Always be learning. I don't care what you are learning about. I don't care if it is about mindset or business or knitting or puppets or water bottles. I'm literally thinking of the first things. I don't care what it is, but stay educated. Read books, listen to podcasts like this one. Download, you know, free content that you get. Pay for content, you know, get a coach. Get yourself in a group coaching course, you know, find the mini courses. I actually have one that I have put back on the shelf front, I guess, the Femme Collective Bundle. So if you don't know what the Femme Collective Bundle is, it is a bundle that I created a couple of months ago, and it's all about mastering your self-doubt and your mindset and really stepping into confidence as a woman. It's for any busy woman, any mother, any student, anyone that wants to, as I'm speaking about, up-level their life and realize how to get from stepping stone A to stepping stone B, because sometimes it can kind of look a bit scary to jump over. But what I've put in the Femme Collective Bundle is the mini stepping stones to get there on confidence, mindset, empowerment, healing, manifestation. The manifestation training that I have in the Femme Collective Bundle that I created was specifically created for the Femme Collective Bundle. So no one else except those who enroll in the bundle get access to this training, not even my one-on-one private clients. So you will exclusively get that training, and that was so, so fun to make. But when I release this in November, and the women that, you know, invested in themselves and have been making their way through the Femme Collective Bundle, because I've also included private client resources in there, I have just gotten amazing feedback. So I will leave the link to the Femme Collective Bundle in the show notes below. And definitely, if you find that you're in this downward spiral, and as I said, the number one thing is to educate, to up level, you know, you're that character in the game. It's like, what can I do to get to the next level? This is perfect for you. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed. And it was just one of these downloads I got from the universe that I had to create it. And every single woman that has had the opportunity to go through this course, this mini little bundle, has just given the most positive, energetic feedback ever. And I couldn't be more grateful. But keeping on track, so education, right? You know, courses like the Femme Collective Bundle, even my membership, Woman Up Monthly, all of these types of things, like start to stimulate your mind, use your brain, right? As I said, it doesn't matter whatever it is on, stimulated. The next thing would definitely be your environment. Now, I know that it's not as easy for everyone. I'm very fortunate. I mentioned in last week's episode that I came to Darwin to see one of my best friends for New Year's, but then I have stayed a little bit longer because I did need a change of environment. I wanted to start the year with a fresh mind, and environment impacts me a lot. Like, I get, what's the seasonal affective disorder? I think that's it. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But you know, when it's like the season changes and your mood changes, I'm like that when it gets to winter. I'm not a winter girl. I'm just not. I hate the fucking cold. I hate it. Hence why I moved to Bali. And Darwin is exactly like Bali weather. But I, yes. Anyway, the point of me telling you that is that environment affects me so, so much. And so I feel very fortunate I'm able to do that. But if you can't travel wherever you are, you don't have the funds, go work or go put yourself in a different environment in the sense of, you know, go to a cafe, go for a walk, start getting walks, go for a coast walk instead, or change that up, go on a hike, go stay at a friend's house that you love and you trust, you know, just start to be aware of your environment and what you were doing. Another one is definitely to start up leveling, you need to start monitoring and auditing where your energy and your time is going. Who is it going towards? Like, are you doing meaningless shit, like scrolling on your phone several times a day, wasting so much time? And yes, we're all guilty of this, but there are times when it's like enough is enough and you are doing nothing productive, you're not working towards anything that you want. It's like I see people that are like, I want to start a business, I want to do what you do, and then they waste their fucking time and they don't do anything about it, right? And they, you know, I've had a conversation with someone before and I was like, what did you do today? Oh, I spent like 2 hours on Netflix and like 100 hours scrolling through my news feeds. And I'm like, that's just not productive. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a bit of Gossip Girl, I love a bit of scrolling on my phone just to zone out a bit. But you also got to be honest about where you are constantly putting your energy and putting your time towards, and this includes people. That's a big one. I always bring this up, but I need you to know how important it is with the company that you keep. And the last one that I want to bring to your attention is to have self-awareness. Watch the energy that you're emitting. Watch the way that you speak to people and yourself, most importantly. And start to just think about your perspective on life. Start to think what's worth, you know, your reactions, what's worth your behavior. And, you know, there's things that over the past year, 2 years, that I just do not play into anymore that I used to, because it's not worth my time, it's not worth my energy. Even, you know, I saw something, this is a perfect example. I saw something last night. Someone made a Facebook post and it was a selfie, they had their face mask on. And in the post, they were just saying, they lived in Brisbane, they were like, okay, we're going into 3-day lockdown, here's the fines if you don't wear a mask in the car when you're alone. Something along that, again, there was no real facts, I don't know the facts, I didn't back it up. Anyway, the point of her post, she was just expressing like, she said something else, but she was expressing like, I agree with the lockdown, you know, there's been a case present, but you know, these kind of measures, blah, blah, blah. And then someone else started just like attacking. And the person, the coach in me, really wanted to be like, look, you just need to understand, agree to disagree. And you both right now are emotionally charged. You're not going to see each other's points of view. And even you don't need to agree with everyone's point of view, but to understand and to empathize, I think, is an important thing. And yeah, there was a huge part of me, I reckon like 2-3 years ago, like if I'd seen that post, I probably wouldn't have commented. Nothing like nasty. I'm never like that, right? And I, you know, and that was really cemented in me too after the whole hotel quarantine thing, like nearly a year ago, holy fuck, that I will never give such a nasty or an unwanted opinion on anyone's. And I never have, like, sometimes I see shit on social media, don't we all? And I'm like, what the fuck? But, you know, I'm never going to be nasty or put people down or whatever it may be. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to be like, I think, you know, for the sake of this, like, you need to agree to disagree. And there was a bit of nastiness going on, right? There was a bit of like putting people down and all of that going back and forth. And one thing that I've really been training myself to do is to read that, allow myself to feel the emotion. I was kind of like annoyed and a little bit frustrated. And then let that go and move on and move forward and not let it consume me. Because I used to be someone, and I'm still working on this, I used to be someone where things like that would consume me and I would think about it nonstop and I'd get so wound up. And then you start to just like fuck up your nervous system. You start to switch into survival mode because you're all stressed out and all of that. And so that is one thing that I've been working on, is a self-awareness of my reactions and my behaviors to stuff like that. And of course, to people around you. So I really think, you know, when you're coming into the up-leveling, when you are, and responding to things like that or to negativity that doesn't concern you or doesn't really need a response, is only going to keep you in the period wherein you're in your downward spiral. Does that make sense? Because that's just feeding more negativity. That's pulling you down there. That's going to pull you into a lower vibration, which is going to make you feel shitter for longer. So again, this all comes full circle to kind of when you struggle to up level and feel like, oh, I'm in such a down part of my life, I don't know what to do. So yeah, that last point is just become self-aware. You know, what is your perspective on life? And start to watch your energy and the way that you speak to other people, the way you speak to yourself. What are you affirming to yourself every day? You know, one thing that I have been constantly working on since last year, you know, last year was a big time for me to work on my money mindset. And I've still got a lot of work to do, but it was really like the beginning of properly working on it. And just like, what is your language? And this is probably something that I can do a whole podcast episode on, but like, what is your language around things that you want to buy or things that you see or your body image or, you know, whatever it may be, your friends? Because the more that you keep affirming that stuff, the more that you are going to be bought into that type of vibration. So just to keep that in mind, but I'll definitely keep in mind myself to probably do a whole podcast episode on like the language that we keep and what we say and what we think and what we constantly affirm to ourselves. But just know that, as I said, just be aware that there are going to be your up sections of life. There are going to be the down parts of life. That is life. That is life. All right. Don't be naive to think that you can stay in this happy, happy moment forever. But again, it's like this double-edged sword, if that's the right saying. I hope so. But it's like, okay, like be aware, but like don't constantly think about it because you don't want to manifest that in your life, right? It's just letting it there, seeing it there, and then letting it go and living your life from there. But know, with everything that I've shared with you today, especially the educating one, you know, up-level your mindset, just pretend you are in a video game. When you feel like you're in your down part, be like, okay, fuck, I'm in a challenge now. How can I combat whatever it is to get to my next level? And just know that it is fucking possible. You just have to start, and you have to keep in mind, like, what is your purpose in life? What are you working towards? And you may not know, like, your complete purpose of, you know, living your whole life, but what is your purpose right now? Where is the person you want to be in the next 6 months, 12 months, you know, next 5 years? Keep that in mind when you are struggling to up level and be like, okay, what are the things, like, do a checklist, education, environment, energy, time, self-awareness. Do a checklist. Am I using all of these to the best of my ability? Am I shifting them to the best of my ability to get to where I want to be? And yeah. I think that I was just kind of having like an afterthought in my head, but I think this is so important for everyone to understand and everyone to recognize, because I don't want anyone, number one, to be naive, but number two, if you're having a shit period of time in your life, and don't worry, like, I think I'm just really coming out of my downward spiral from the past few months. You know, I went through a lot, but it definitely, I was very successful many parts of my life for the past few months, but it was definitely harder in many, many ways. So I think I'm coming out from that, and you know, it can take some time. Be gentle with yourself, be forgiving, but you can come out of it. I'm gonna leave you with that. As always, I would love for you to screenshot this, share it in your story, tag me at Jess Pennelly, and let me know your biggest takeaway. Let me know what you're going to do. Let me know your feedback. And if you wish, DM me separately. I love having a chat with all of you listeners from the podcast. It means so much to me. And yeah, I will speak to you all next week. Bye.